progress, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, this is an opportunity now to go out there with a different group of guys and, you know, play against a little different competition level, since I'm going to be playing against some twos and some ones now. So it'll be fun to go out there in a game experience, playing with some guys who have some experience on this side of the ball as well, and, you know, really evaluating myself against some higher talent.
Sometimes coaches consult about preseason games. Do you guys have any idea whether you'll be, how long the Giants will have their ones on defense?
No idea. No idea. And I think that's the cool thing about the preseason is that it really challenges the quarterback position, understand his system, to be able to go against whatever comes up. You know, there's not a set game plan, and you never know what you're going to get, whether it be some basic cover one, basic cover three, or they might throw, you know, the kitchen sink at you. So if you understand your system well, then you should be able to go out there and be successful against whatever they give you.
After being able to dissect the tape and going through a couple of practices out here, looking back on that Thursday night, what did you really like? And then also on the flip side of that, what didn't you like?
I mean, there's a lot. Every play is you know, evaluated from its own angle. There's a lot of good things within a play, but you can still notice that you're doing some things that you need to fix up. I think that the biggest thing I took away from that game was when I'm out there comfortable and I'm ripping it, you know, I'm very confident. And when I first stepped in there and, you know, your things are flying from all different angles, you know, that confidence kind of takes a step back. And I need to figure out how I can get myself into a position that from the first snap that I step out there and the first rep that I take, that I can be as comfortable and as confident as I possibly can be. And that's only going to come from reps and continue to go on out there and getting the experience that some of these other guys already have.
Deshaun, yesterday we talked to Joe Thomas, and he raved about your, you know, your skill set and your future and all those things. But he was very adamant in saying that, you know, he thinks rookies need a little bit of time. He predicted that Brock will start the season. What's your reaction to something like that?
I mean, he's been playing this game he's been in the NFL since I've been in seventh grade. So whatever he says is probably pretty accurate. I mean, obviously, it's the same message that I continue to press, and it's that the more time you have, the more comfortable you become, the more confident you are in throwing the ball. And that just is he's just seconding that same statement, that the more time that I have, the better I will become. So this, once again, is just a process, and I'm trying to just dive in and trust in it and understand that the coaches and, you know, the front office have a plan. And as long as I can continue to get better each day, hopefully that plan will lead to some success for myself and this team.
Do you feel your growth has been consistently up, or were there minor setbacks that we're not aware of?
I think that I am consistently heading the right path. There hasn't really been too many big things that have fallen, and I think that the way that I've been able to, you know, move up the depth chart and also gain more reps is a good, you know, visual of that. But I think the biggest thing for me right now is making sure that as I continue to get better and the more that I do learn, that I continue to progress in other things other than the small things I've been focusing on. We've talked about communications 1,000 times, and I'm starting to get that. And now I need to make sure that once I become good at that, that I now take that attention, that extra time, and apply it to something else, whether it be, you know, some footwork things, or whether it be, you know, the camaraderie that I have with my teammates. You know, that extra time needs to be spent on something at this quarterback position. And right now it's about trying to evaluate where I am and all the different aspects of this position and making sure that I'm improving every day.
With, aside from the two long ones, which were evident to everybody, what throw did you really like?
I mean, anyone else completed, honestly. there's a couple that stand out, though. There's some things that I'm excited about as far as timing. This game is such a timing-based game when you're playing against a man team like New Orleans. And to have the run back that I had to Speedy on the outside after stepping up in the pocket and still trusting that he was going to get out of his break and put it out there, that was awesome. That goes to show all the work that we put in. And when guys are out there doing exactly what they do in practice, it definitely makes me a little more comfortable at the quarterback position. I can just put the ball out there and trust where he's going to be.
Coach Jackson conceded you're in a comfort zone in the shotgun. And although you haven't shown any problems under center, is that a next step you have to get just as comfortable under center throwing the ball?
You know, it's the shotgun versus under center is simply just an opportunity for a quarterback to take a step back and have a different view. And that view is a view that I've had my whole life. So to be in the shotgun definitely is back to where I've always been, and that's being able to see the defense from 5 yards further back. But being under center, it's the same game. It's just a new angle, and I think I've had a pretty easy transition to getting under center. But, you know, I don't think that it's anything that really needs to be focused in on. I think that the transition, once again, has been one that I've been pretty good at.
How have you been able to handle, you know, maybe even emotionally, just the knowledge that, you know, you just might have to wait your turn a little bit?
I mean, once again, this is a process that has been preached to me from day one on how this is going to go. And when my time is ready, when they're ready and when I'm ready, I can trust in the fact that the coach is going to put me out there. So as long as I can continue to trust in them, which I will, there isn't really a timeline for myself. I'm just trying to, you know, once again, get better every day and allow Coach Jackson to make the calls.
Do you feel like, though, that you could get ready by September 10th?
I'm just working on how can I be better today in this next rep and this next practice. You know, once again, there is no timeline. And whenever Coach Jackson says it's ready to go, then I'm going to go.
You won't know what it's like to prepare for an opponent in the regular season until we get there. But have you gotten any clues about that, or are you just so honed in on this practice field?
No. There's definitely a sense in this preseason of creating a process on how you – you know, prepare for a game. And I was able to do that a little bit with New Orleans, and now I'm adding some things in, you know, against the Giants this week, and I'll continue to grow in that and also spend a lot of time watching Brock in a way that he doesn't since he's been around it. And hopefully by the time, you know, game one comes around, I'll have something that I know I can do that'll prepare me for my best. But, you know, I'm in week zero right now still as a rookie. So the more I go, the more I'll become comfortable in the way that I prepare so that I can go out there and you know, execute my job.
On the receiving corps, most of the guys have almost no experience catching balls in the NFL, or if they have a little bit of experience as rookies last year, they don't have production. The one guy who does have experience, either wide receiver or tight end, is Britt. He's in his first year with the team. All that put together, there's a huge question mark about this receiving corps. What do you think of it?
I think they're awesome. I mean, those guys grind harder than any other position out here. They put a big emphasis on blocking downfield, which allows us to have a great run game. And when you have a great run game, we all know that that turns into a great passing game. So if they continue to work the way that they work, and we continue to create the relationship that we've been able to create from quarterback to receiver, then we'll be able to continue to have success. I think Kenny is taking a great lead on that young receiving core, and they've created some great habits that have allowed us to progress throughout this offseason, and hopefully we'll turn into a lot of success this season.
You mentioned there's some trouble calling the plays in the huddle and executing them at the line. Is there something new or a new wrinkle or something that there's an issue with? Or
when? In this game?
Yeah.
No. I was pretty confident in the way that I was saying the plays in the game, and I'll continue to grow and continue to get reps. So.
How did you know when the communicator went out? Would you rely on that?
That was different. I went back to the old peewee days and started sprinting over to the sideline, but we were past our player's box, so it was a long sprint, so I was definitely a little winded as I was saying those plays in the huddle.
Were there like four or five plays you knew that you just relied on?
No. We went over there, and I was able to get to Coach Jackson and get back, so he was able to tell me the plays, but there are some default plays that I know that I need to keep around for the exact reason, or if the communicator does go out while I'm out there and the play clock is running.
What, pretty much everything is
like for you? Wearing that helmet, you can do that at Notre Dame. That's new, right?
Yeah, completely different. You know, it's a voice that's just coming from the sky when you're in there. So it's definitely a new experience for me, but it's cool. It definitely allows me to communicate a little better and adds a new facet to the game. In college, it was all about signals and communicating to everyone at once. And now to have that come in is a new way of getting out there, but also a way that allows me to take complete control and really, you know, take command of the huddle rather than relying on all the receivers and running backs getting the plays on their own and trusting that they're getting the communication the right way.
I thought Notre Dame quarterbacks get a voice from the sky once in a while.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, touchdown Jesus looking over, you're always getting it.
Hey, so everything's been new to you, but is it getting to the point where you feel less like a rookie than you did when you walked in the door?
Absolutely. I think Coach Jackson puts an emphasis on that, is that there are no more young guys now. You know, we were young guys for rookie camp. We were young guys for OTAs. But once you step in here and we finish our installs and we start game planning, everyone's treated the same. You know, we're all held to the same standards. And, you know, for me, it was quick that obviously I was thrown in with the ones right away, that I removed that rookie notion on myself and stopped giving myself an excuse of being a young guy if I want to go out there and contribute the way that I want to contribute. So, you know, when we were both on the same you know, mindset of that, Coach Jackson and myself, it allows me to go out there and be treated like Brock and be treated like Cody and have those same standards and also expected to play at the same level as they are.
And
Do you find yourself, okay.
One more follow-up of mine, if you don't mind. Do you have to rein yourself in once in a while? Do you sometimes get a little ahead of yourself where you got to say, you know, this is going to take time. I gotta chill.
Absolutely,
a little bit.
Absolutely. You know, we talk about this process, and I keep saying it over and over again. But in order to trust in it, it takes work. You know, it's when you go from being a star in three sports in high school and being the leader of a team in three sports in high school, and then getting to college and obviously taking a redshirt year, but then jumping right into a leadership role in college. It's different to be, on the bottom of the totem pole. To go into the NFL and now, start from the bottom again, it causes for you to reset your mindset. And I spend a lot of time making sure that I understand the position that I'm in, and I continue to accept that and also use it as an opportunity for me to make myself better.
Hey, one more on the communicator. Steve Spurrier used to have time to, as the quarterback was walking to the line to say, hey, it's a cover two, or has that anything like that happened?
I hope so. Once we start putting in this no huddle offense, hopefully we can have the opportunity. Where coach can give me a couple tips before I step in there.
You'd be okay with that?
Absolutely, absolutely. If they're going to give you some answers to the game, then why not take them?
Thanks, Deshaun.
Cool. Thank you guys.
I appreciate it.